somethingthathappened.com.
School. Which was always fun to do. It's kind of like a snow day, or what I would imagine a snow day to be. We've never had any snow days here in Los Angeles, but when we have really heavy storms, when we flood and stuff, sometimes our parents wouldn't make us go to school when we were in elementary school and such. And those kind of days were always the best days, because you got to stay home and listen to the rain and watch TV and watch those Twilight Zone episodes at noon that you never get to see. So I always look forward to being sick when I was a kid, too, because I associated it with being home, spending time with mom, and watching TV, and just being babied and pampered by my mom. Now my mom lives in a nursing home, and she's not exactly being pampered. She's being taken care of, but I would much rather she was being taken care of the way she took care of me when I was a kid. As far as I know, she doesn't have anyone to tuck her in bed at night, brush her teeth, put her pajamas on, and kiss her on the forehead, tell her everything's going to be fine. So whenever I visit her, I make sure that I do these things. I floss her teeth, brush her teeth, wash her face, change her clothes, and put her in her pajamas. Make sure her bed sheets are clean. And I turn on the TV to the best channel that's available, the channel that comes in the clearest. And I try and adjust the volume just so that she can hear it and not be irritated by it, because my mom doesn't have the ability to turn off the television herself any longer or turn down the volume. And then we tuck in bed. I tuck mom in bed, and I kiss her and I tell her I love her. And I wait until she starts to fall asleep before I leave. This is an excerpt of Something That Happened.